Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today I'm joined by Luke Turner, Associate Editor of The Quietus, who as always has the skinny on a few upcoming releases you might want to jot down. Coming up in the show, we'll have some African beats with Owoni Sigona Band. We'll be getting medieval with musician Laura Canal, and Dub gets a moody makeover in a collaboration between King Midas Sound and Fenez. That's all coming up here on the Arts Review on Monocle 24. Welcome to the show, Luke Turner.
As hello.
Ever, we've promised listeners that you're going to give us the skinny on a few upcoming releases. Mm. Have you had time to check out the releases? It sounds like you've been in festival land.
I've been again. Slightly in festival land and in no signal valleys in Cornwall, listening to literary things. But yes, I have been actually. You know, some of these pieces, releases, are coming out, and some have just been out.
Okay,
and I've seen some of it live. And it's all very exciting. The second half of this year at The Quietus, we're very excited about. After being a bit, about the first half of the year.
Right.
Second half, there's absolutely
it's
tons
hitting,
of...
It's hitting a mean run of form in about August.
So many good records coming out, which is
nice.
Really good.
Well, let's, without further ado, should we start with the Owoni Sigona Band?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start with a clip of it so people know what we're talking about. Let's have a bit of Luo Land. Well, there's a little excerpt of Luo Land from the new album Nyanza by the Owoni Sigona Band. Some of our listeners, believe it or not, might not be familiar with this sort of music. This is dubby, this is African, but more specifically, where is it from? What do the Owoni Sigona Band deal in?
They're from Nairobi, but also London. I think it's a really good meeting of minds. I think it was the English lot went over to Nairobi, found the Kenyan musicians who play music called Luo, L-U-O is the style. And they've done three albums. This is the third album that's coming out. It's called Nyanza. Nyanza. And they sort of seem to, like, I think the first one they went and did it over there, then the second one they come here, and I think this one's called over there. Some of it was recorded in an Airbnb where they just had an idea and they started banging away in a kitchen.
You'd be so happy if you were the neighbours.
Yeah, the Airbnb. Like, do you think they got a
bad
review?
What about, do you think our neighbours are at home this weekend? And the album gets 5 stars, the Airbnb review gets 0.
Exactly. And they did do it. I think they did a 12-hour gig as well recently during the recording of this record. And I don't know, just with the Monocle Radio headphones, the drums in that were just lovely, going backwards and forwards and round and round. That was good. That was good.
And you mentioned the 12-hour live performance. It sounds like a lot of this stuff comes from kind of riffing. It kind of comes out of jam sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, listening to that record through, it's kind of... There are individual tracks. There's quite a few of them on that record. But it's quite a... There's no fade-outs, put it that way.
No, I think that's just really exciting to hear. And it's, you know, there is a track, I think it came out past couple of days, called Changa, which is also on the record. And apparently this is the name of a brew that fuels these endless parties, a sort of moonshine, which is reputed to contain battery acid and jet fuel. Possibly
that's
it doesn't. But,
that's just great advertising, isn't it?
And I think the vocalist sort of goes, Changa, in this sort of very enthusiastic, inebriated way. But it's just, I think it's a really exciting record. And this feels quite, I mean, I've not heard the whole album yet, but I think this feels kind of more rhythm-focused than perhaps some of their earlier stuff. So it's very exciting. Looking forward to hearing the full thing.
And before we leave this one alone, is this one of these records that has been recorded all in one place, or is it one of those things where, you know, how bands kind of email a bit of what they're working on to someone else and they email the other bit back and they work on it? Or is this just a disparate group of musicians that live between Nairobi and London that get into a studio?
I'm pretty sure that it was pure Airbnb, or similar. You know, I think it was... I think it might be quite hard to... I've not seen anything saying they were emailing stuff, but I'm sort of assuming they do it together just because it sounds like everyone's sort of there in the same place. You know, the feel of it is so together.
Yeah.
And the dynamic between the Western and African, British and African musicians just feels very natural, and it sort of all fits very nicely, I think.
It's beautiful stuff. Yeah. And that is, you could do a 12-hour dance marathon just to that one track alone.
I think so, yeah. All right. Absolutely.
Luke's looking pretty up for him.
Yeah. I need some changa.
He's got his changa out. Okay.
Pot of honey.
Nice one. That was Iwone Sagoma Band, the new record from them. It's called Nyanza. It's out on Brownswood Records on August the 28th. And we're going now to King Midas Sound and Fenez. Maybe maybe you can fill us in on who these people are first.
King Midas Sound is Kevin Martin. I don't like the word genius being used very often, but I think he.
I don't like the word Kevin being used very often.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I'm joking.
he'll bring his dub system round to your house and knock it down with it. It's Kevin Martin records the Bug, Techno Animal, just one of the quiets. He's a brilliant artist, and you know the Bug album last year was incredible. Roger Robinson, who's a dub poet, who's part of King Midas Sound, and Hitomi, a vocalist. And basically they work with Christian Fenez, the electronic artist, and this collaborative album. And it's just, you know, Kevin Martin's album Angels or Devils, and that was done as the Bug name, was incredible. Probably my favourite record last year. And then he's gone from that really intense kind of sometimes dystopian view of London and urban living with like the grime MCs Manga and Flodan on it to this very beautiful, romantic sounding to me kind of exploration of dub and dub textures. I think it's a beautiful album.
Well, let's have a little bit of it. This is Waves.
Now we've lost our path to paradise. Up ahead there's only stormy skies, and these waves have come to take our lives. Let's just hold each other tight.
Put me in an entirely different place. How beautiful. That was Waves from the new record by King Midas Sound and Fenez. Christian Fenez, I know his name. He did a record with Richie Sakamoto, I think, a while back, which was possibly called Sakura, which was really wonderful, which I've got. And it's got, he seems to be a calming influence on all sorts of people.
Yeah, I mean, I think
wildly creative.
Yeah, I think his music's very, it's in sort of, I guess Kevin Martin doesn't really work with anyone who he doesn't really get something from their music. He's not the sort of person to suffer fools gladly, I don't think. And he said in an interview we did, a Twitter interview the Quiets did with them both last week, that Endless Summer, the Fenez album, was the first one he'd heard by him in full, and it was My Kind of Melancholy, which I thought was a really nice way of putting it.
Nice name for an album as well, My Kind of Melancholy.
That would have been a good,
very good name
that
for
would
an
have
album.
Been, that maybe would, for the next one they do. But I think there's a sort of intent, the clarity of purpose that Kevin Martin and the rest of King Midas Sound and Fenez share, and it's just, you know, sometimes collaborative records don't come off, but I think this one really does.
I love knowing about how those things are put together as well, when you get two people from sounding like, and from what you're saying, two different sides of the musical stool perhaps, and they come together somehow and dig each other's stuff, and
yeah,
it's a tough thing, isn't it?
I
wonder how tentative those first steps in the studio are.
I mean, it's interesting, you know? with Kevin Martin, he is just he's so good at working with all these different people. Like, you know, the last Bug album had just people from such incredibly different backgrounds, and you know, he's just seems to be able to bring the best out of people and people from completely different worlds coming together. Like, there's a track on the last Bug album which has got Justin Broderick, who plays really evil guitar, and he was in Godflesh and Napalm Death, and they've got him and Flodan, who's, you know, one of London's best grime MCs. Nobody else would be able to bring those two people together. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
That's amazing. What unlikely fusion happened? The Dr. Frankenstein.
Exactly.
Music.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There he is. I'm sorry.
That's
Kevin
quite
Martin
good.
Having a go at his name, King Midas. We're going to go. Okay. So that was King Midas Sound and Fenez. We heard the track Waves. We're going to finish with Laura Cannell. We've called it medieval music in our introduction. Are we talking folk? What sort of things are we talking about with Laura Cannell?
I guess she is sort of taking early music, which was sort of medieval, and reworking it. To my mind, it's, you know, folk is often whimsical, twee, boring, joyless, jumpers.
Anything else?
Just
pipes.
Terrible. Kind of really, really, I mean, to my mind, folk music should be this sort of weird exploration of magic and landscape and things you don't understand in the night and sex and all this stuff. And that's what most sort of twee new folk misses out on. I mean, I had to, Joanna Newsom, she's a bit folk. I had to listen to her new song before coming here and it nearly made me sick. whereas Laura's stuff, she just, I find this record that it's the album that Be Not Afraid is taken from, it's just absolutely beautiful. I find it very emotional. It's very interesting how she plays it. I mean, she did a lot of the, I think this one's sort of taken from some music by Hildegard von Bingen, who was a nun from the 12th century and a mystic and a composer. Incredibly fascinating person. And she just sort of recontextualizes this, and she does make her own instruments or get somebody else to make her own instruments and sort of plays two recorders at the same time. And it just has a real presence. You know, I don't think Laura's kind of a religious person as such, but she definitely manages to pick up on that kind of strange magic of old sacred music and make it sound very beautiful today, I think.
Maybe the devil doesn't have all the best tunes. Let's see what Laura Cannell sounds like. Wow, that's beautiful. It's hypnotic stuff. I'm somewhere between John Taverner and Warren Ellis or something.
Like that. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really, really hypnotic stuff. That's wonderful. And it's interesting, you sort of had, you know, and why not have a go at folk? But this is because it's a bit of a lazy appendage to some sorts of music as well, which is, as you say, it's nice to. I love that sort of pagan stuff.
And exactly.
That, and that kind of stuff that sort of delves into, as you say, difficult and quite political music, or folk music, yeah. Isn't it? And this might, I suppose, sit in that pigeonhole, that part of the record store, but is none the poorer for it, hopefully.
Yeah, no, it's super, and she's incredible live. I saw her in St. John's Bethnal Green a few months ago, and it was just absolutely beautiful with her two recorders, violins. And she does a thing where she puts, I think she's probably using now, where she puts the bow underneath the violin and the strings of the bow on top. So I think, which gives it that kind of grating, tougher sound.
And what is the atmosphere at one of her gigs like? So must be kind of pin drop.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a really great venue, this church. It was, and it was these people called Seasonscape who we worked with. Actually, we put together a lineup, and it was Richard Skelton as well, who operates in that sort of like folk, but in a very dark, exploring the unimagined bits of landscape, or unimaginable bits of landscape. But it's a great venue. It's very beautiful. There's a paintings of the Stations of the Cross, very modern interpretation around the walls, and the vicar's there in his dog collar and a leather jacket. Giving very generous measures of wine at the bar, and he's a massive Throbbing Gristle fan, apparently.
Oh, really?
The vicar. So it's it really worked in that environment.
That definitely sounds like it works.
Yeah, worth going there for a
definitely
gig.
That sounds like maybe you should tell people, well, before we finally recommend all our three records back to our listeners, you should recommend a night at where?
St. John of Bethnal Green. It's right by Bethnal Green Tube. Beautiful church.
Life. That sounds amazing. Throbbing Gristle loving vicar.
Yeah.
Heavy-handed on the wine.
Exactly.
What could possibly go wrong with a night like that? That sounds fantastic. We listened at the end there to Laura Cannell playing Be Not Afeard from the new LP, which is called rather beautifully Beneath Swooping Talons. In the middle, we talked about King Midas Sound and Fenez. And at the beginning, we talked about Nyanza, the new record from Iwoni Sagoma Band. And Luke Turner from The Quietus talked us through them very eloquently and elegantly as well. We can't take up any more of his time because he's got to get off to some other festival in some other strange place, be it Portugal or Siberia. It's somewhere
like
exciting
that.
In the world. Thank you very much for joining us, Luke. That brings us to the end of today's show. You've been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher, and my researcher was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for this week's theatre review from Edinburgh. But for the time being, goodbye from me, and thanks for tuning in. We'll